Glory to God. You know, majority of the problems we have are wisdom-related problems. Wisdom-related problems. That's because, I mean, when you take Africa, for example, you see all the African movies that used to come with all the kind of magic, flying brooms, Chewa, Yeko, all of these things, but we are not seeing it translating into something substantial. See, there, Agbozome and all of those places, I think it's coming out of it. Majority of the problems we have today are wisdom-related problems. And it's the same for relationships. But that's why you are receiving wisdom, so that your relationships are going to thrive. Not because you are good. No, because you are wise. You know how to handle situations. It's not everything you get angry over. Because there are things that will be solved without anger. And they will be solved even more perfectly without anger. Yes. Put your hot chest aside and deal with it in wisdom. It's not everything that's I'm furious. No, there are some things you would have wisdom for. And they'll be handled perfectly, even more perfectly, without getting angry. Your boss does something to you you don't like. There's a wisdom way to go about it. Yes. Even if he said you did something you didn't do, there's a way to go about it. There's a way to still humble yourself till he gets to discover that, oh, the last time I said this, oh, but it wasn't you. But at that point in time, you would have already gained your credibility. Yes, that's very true. Married wife, there's a way you go about issues and it will not escalate. Yeah. And he will even love you the more because of the depth of wisdom that comes to you. Yeah. There's a way you handle issues. And it can only be by God's Spirit that you have a wisdom. There's a wisdom that is godly and that God himself gives. And he is giving it to you because you have asked of him of this kind of wisdom. The wisdom that comes from God. Yes. It's not everything you have to demonstrate about. We're going for that. Some things, demonstration will make it worse. There's a wisdom. Yeah. There's a wisdom way to handle every kind of relationship. And after these conversations, I trust God with you that your relationships are going to receive a touch of wisdom. There's going to be a touch of wisdom to it. Hey, me, if I was a lady, I would never not have anybody not propose to me. It's not possible. I have the wisdom to make people to propose. Yes, you are the one saying that you don't have anybody, this. You don't smile, you don't talk to anybody, you are not serviceable, you don't do anything, you are just there. See, as someone has come, the person is doing something. Not because, but then it's a wisdom. It's a way. I was speaking to a brother, and the brother was telling me that, Pastor, me, I just want a lady who will just be humble. That's all. I said, wow. Yeah. So all this while he's been looking for a lady that is humble. But you say that when they talk, you talk too. Lady rights, whatever they call it. Human, somebody should help me. What's the term they call that thing? Type it for me, let me see. Women empowerment. Feminism is the word. Feminism. We are the same. And blah, 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 blah. You are the one there. Look at all those people who are saying feminist. Just ask them where they are going to. You can't give a gentleman a small... You can't... Oh. Somebody says, hello, how are you? Adien. Hey. Oh, we are Ocean. We are... Hello. Oh. I'll come to me and say that we should pray for you, we should lay hands on you, we should do this. I'm not getting anybody. You'll be there. You'll be insulting your boss. When your boss is not there. Hey, I'm not trying to hold you. I'm calling your boss. I'm quiet here. Oh, that's why you will never become a boss. Yeah. You're promoting the performance. They'll bring me a cocoa tea. Then you'll be now making him, laughing at him in the office. So that an issue, God, yeah. Oh, maybe I'll turn the shoe free. Hey, people of God, wisdom does not operate like that. You are in the same class with somebody that is good. Person understands the subject. Instead of you should get close to a person and say, oh, can I be your friend? Or maybe you go out to buy something, you buy something. I just thought to buy something for you. So, that thing, how is it solved? You see, wisdom is getting in. It's getting in. And very soon you become as good as them. So God is granting us wisdom. I believe we are wrapping up on this conversation today. Tomorrow we may not have this conversation, but I trust God that these days will, you know, change your perspective on how to handle relationships. You have to smile. Don't just be walking around and nothing. Put a smile. Be happy. You know, I really like Wiki's company. Yeah, sometimes I can just call shortly just to hear her being bubbly. Like she's going, hello, daddy. I said, hey, lighten my atmosphere. My mind is full of a lot of strategy and lighten my atmosphere. Yeah. And she'll be laughing, Pastor, this thing blessed me. Oh, Pastor, thank you. Oh! Say something that is not even funny. She'll be laughing. I said, hey. If you are like this, we can all learn. We should all learn, myself included. Let's all learn. Very difficult. Don't say anything. Yeah, I just say, hey. I say, are you okay? Pastor, I'm okay. Pastor, how are you? I'm okay. Say, what did you do? You have sparked a conversation. Already, you have sparked a conversation. I went here today. I did this today. Tomorrow, did that. Hey. I said, this one is good. Oh. It's good. Be quiet. Look at them. Hey. You know, don't just say, lighten my atmosphere. We should say thank you, hey, thank you. Should send text, thank you, calls, thank you. I said, hey, thank you. Why wouldn't you have anything you want? Yeah, I'm not saying this to brag, but how much did I send you for your exams? I'm just trying to show you, the intention is not to brag. I'm not intending to brag or say anything.
Pastor, please, thank you for the opportunity. Please, it was about £120. I don't know how. Right now, the exchange is 15 Ghana cedis. So about that, £120.
£120, because you laugh and smile and do everything. £120, so just take it and do. I don't know, but you lighten up the atmosphere, so just use that one for. But was that what we sent you? £120. Oh, okay.
Yes, please, Pastor. Please, it was two. One is £60, so the two was £120.
Beautiful. So you don't get sad. Say, take whatever. If it were to be, you say, wait, Pastor, wait. You say, hey, this one, don't go there. She's going to fill your life with sadness. No, this was years ago. It's not recently. You see, that's what your bosses can do for you. Take the promotion. Why? Because you come early. Because you talk. Because you give. You ask questions. You answer. You do that. You flow with everybody. Everybody. It comes with benefits. So that's what I'm teaching you, so that you will have those benefits and your life is going to be full of joy. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for wisdom in relationships. Where we ought to be humble, we'll be humble. Where we ought to be friendly, we'll be friendly. Where we ought to flow, we'll flow. We're going to be full of joy in our relationships. We're happy people, joyful house. And our relationships experience this joy. Somebody needs to go back and talk to your mother, talk to your father. Just apologize. You were not the fault, or you were not the reason, but just apologize. It's nothing. Nothing was spoiled. Nothing was spoiled. Just go back. Oh, mommy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. Auntie, I'm sorry. Yes, you said I've done this. I'm sorry. You didn't do it too. Maybe you did it. Maybe you didn't. But I'm sorry. So that the relationship can go. That's the wisdom way in what is happening. The Lord's granting you this wisdom in your relationships. Someone will have to call that uncle and remind him of how that he has helped you from your JHS, SHS, you know, university, to the point where you are now working. You just have to call and just remember what he has done for you and say it to him. Make him see that you do not forget. Yes, you have not forgotten. You just called to say thank you. Yes. Sometimes your dad, you are still living in the same house with him, but you just have to call him. A meeting. Say, Daddy, please, I want to meet you. I don't have anything to say. I've just been remembering how that you used to pick me from school. You drive me to school. How that you paid my exams. This time I called you, you showed up. You came to visit me in school, visiting. You brought me this, brought me that, brought me this, sent me money, paid my school fees, paid my WASI, paid my university. I just want to say thank you. I remember all of it. All of it. I can remember. I've not forgotten. Thank you. God bless you. That's all. You'll be amazed that that God bless you will open further doors for you. Yes, one time my uncle bought me two shoes. He bought me two shoes. And my dad called me. You know, when an uncle buys you a shoe, you are really not sure. Because the shoe can be bigger, it can be not nice, it can be not your taste. So, you know, he came to the country, I went to pick the shoes. I honestly didn't like the shoes. And I honestly gave the shoes out. I gave the shoes out. But then my dad called me and said, oh, do you like the shoes? I said, honestly, it's hey, I was thinking, you're coming to put me into trouble. So I was going to ask him whether he wants my real opinion or like he's just asking me generally. And it occurred to me that don't be ungrateful. You know, so I changed my heart. First, I changed my heart before I changed my words. If you say it with your words and you don't change the heart, the problem is not true. So first, I changed the heart. I forced my heart to agree that the shoes were first nice. And the fact that he has bought me a shoe like this, I appreciate. So I changed the heart. I changed the heart to say, it's a nice shoe. Then I now said it with my mouth that I think it is a nice shoe. Yes, I say it's a nice shoe. It's a good shoe. Yeah. So I said, I'm going to call him and say thank you. So I called, I called him. Did I call him? No, I left a text of a lot of gratitude. Yeah. Then I now said that he should let me know when he is available so that I'll call and say thank you again. Who knows what is coming next? Maybe it's going to be a Rolex. But you would have already said, hey, the Abonkle shoe you bought for me is not a nice shoe. Even you, how can you come from this place? Look at the shoe you have gone to buy. Huh? Maybe to him, that's the shoe that is on top. Look at the shoe you have gone to buy. I mean, I've always said these uncles, they don't like us. I've always said it, they don't like us. I've always said these uncles, they don't like us. They don't like us. You know, you are going to buy a shoe. Look at the shoe you are going to buy. I was tempted to say that, but then I had to change. My heart said, no, don't be, you are stupidly ungrateful. Did you give him a penny, a cent to buy a shoe for you? I said, no, I didn't give him a cent to buy a shoe for me. I said, did you give him? I said, no, I said, yeah. Then I have to change my heart. So I changed my heart. And I said, it's a nice shoe. It's a nice shoe. And I gave the shoe out because I can't wear the shoe. Yes, I will not wear the shoe. But I was grateful. I was grateful that at least somebody has bought a shoe for, even if it was 11 cents, it's still a shoe. Don't be ungrateful. You see, some of you are ungrateful. That's why more is not coming, you see. So you are not going to be ungrateful. Whatever somebody does for you, be thankful for it. Don't overlook it. Don't downplay it. It is wisdom in itself too, as well. Somebody cooked pot of rice and they gave you quarter of it. Instead of you should eat it and continue. That's how you say that the person did not even let me cut more than half. Meanwhile, you don't have the quarter the person gave you. You are just ungrateful. Don't be ungrateful. Don't be ungrateful. Whatever they give you, eat it like that. Somebody has bought her drink. You say you drink some, she poured small for you, are angry. What about that small? Drink it and be grateful. This is wisdom too. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for wisdom in relationships. And our lives and our relationships are not going to be the same. Again. In Jesus' name. Somebody's relationship is going to get better after this week. I think it's getting better. It's getting better. Don't forget the teachings I'm telling you. You would have practical situations to apply them. You will have practical situations to apply them. And that's where you see whether you were listening or you were not listening. The Lord bless you. And the Lord preserve your relationships. And I hope your relationships blossom. They become better. They become full of joy. They become lively. You know, there are hearty connections in those relationships. You mean the words that you speak. because you are a man or a woman of wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.